14. Cultural Porto. If your legs are still strong and you want to see more, Porto still has a lot to offer the tireless traveler. Literature lovers and Harry Potter fans will have a pleasant time at Liberia Lelo e Imao, at Rua das Caminitas, number 144. The writer, J.K. Rowling, was inspired by its setting for her famous saga. The interior is well worth a visit, with its imposing staircase and its large 30-square-meter stained glass window placed in the ceiling to let in the light. It's not surprising that it is considered by many the most beautiful bookstore in the world, and the 3,000 visitors it receives every day corroborate this. Another very interesting place is the Portuguese Photography Center. It is located in the former Porto prison, and to tour the building is an overwhelming experience, since the exhibitions are interspersed with cells and former prisoner detention rooms. This museum holds a large part of the country's photographic heritage, from old snapshots organized by theme to cameras with more than 100 years of history. Art is present in places you wouldn't expect, including the train station. The interior of São Bento station looks like a museum, thanks to its 20,000 tiles that tell the story of Portugal. Located near the Great Allied Avenue, in the heart of the city, it was inaugurated in 1916. The building is the creation of the architect José Marques da Silva, while the tiles are the work of the artist Jorge Colasso. Another of this audio guide's suggestions is the Casa da Música, a cultural center where events and concerts are hosted. The building was designed by Dutch architect Rem Koolhaas, and although it was scheduled to open in 2001, coinciding with Porto's year as European Capital of Culture, it opened in 2005. The building stands out not only for its inverted shape and curious facade, but also for the versatility and adaptability of its interior space, which is suitable for a wide range of uses. The upper floor is occupied by a restaurant that offers good views of the city of Porto.